big week for Europe gets off to a bad start.
This Marketplace podcast is brought to you by Gazelle.com. Gazelle buys the used iPhones, iPads, Macs, smartphones, and other gadgets from your home or office, so you can upgrade to the latest versions of your favorite gadgets. Find out what your gadget is worth at Gazelle.com. Don't just sell it, Gazelle it.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. In a matter of days, two countries at the center of the European debt crisis will hold elections. France, which is one of the key decision makers in Europe, is on the verge of electing a socialist as president. And Greece, which has brought the most drama to Europe, could also be about to shake up its leadership. But it's Spain that's causing some heartburn today. And that's where we'll start now with Marketplace's Stephen Beard, who's with us live from London. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, what's going on in Spain? Give us the bad news.
Well, Spain is back in recession, and this is going to make it much more difficult for Spanish banks to pay their way. They're laden with debt. And if the banks there start blowing up, the Spanish government is going to need a bailout, a mighty big one too. That's going to be very expensive, very, very expensive for Europe.
Well, that's the story that's getting some headlines today. But of course, there are some big things happening this week, as we mentioned, in Greece and France.
That's right. And these elections are going to bring to a head a battle at the heart of the Eurozone over the best way to tackle this crisis, whether to carry on with the German-inspired policy of austerity, of cutting and cutting public spending, or whether to lay off the cuts and try to stimulate some growth. Now, the front runner in the French election, as we've heard, is anti-austerity and pro-growth. If, as seemed likely, he wins the election at the weekend, we could see a big shift in EU alliances, with France moving into the pro-growth camp. Here's Marcel Alexandrovich of Jefferies International Bank.
Potentially going to have a situation where France, Italy and Spain that align themselves and perhaps make an argument for less fiscal austerity in Europe and obviously have a different model of growth for the region.
He thinks Germany could be somewhat isolated in Europe, never a happy state of affairs. That could be very messy since, of course, Germany is by far the biggest and most powerful economy and indeed the one that's been picking up most of the tab for the bailouts.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Jeremy.
Well, now to New York City, where as early as today, the skyline gets a new king. One World Trade Center will become the tallest building in the city. But because you can't judge a book by its cover, we asked Sally Herships to find out if Lower Manhattan is rebounding as quickly as its skyline.
Sorry, Empire State Building, you had a good run. At least all this construction at One World Trade is good news for downtown Manhattan. That neighborhood is back, right?
Well, depends on what you mean by back.
Ken McCarthy works with commercial real estate firm Cushman & Wakefield. He says before September 11th, the financial industry took up half the neighborhood. Since then, some financial firms have moved uptown, but
the number of people living in Lower Manhattan has increased dramatically.
Old office buildings make nice residential spaces. Today, there are about 60,000 people living downtown. That's twice as many as a decade ago. And new kinds of commercial tenants have moved in, too.
Creative services, professional services, nonprofits.
Liz Berger is president of the Alliance for Downtown New York.
Everything from Condé Nast to Priceline to the William J. Clinton Foundation.
And a dozen new hotels, which means there's more room for tourists, another growing industry, to come and see the changes for themselves. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in global trading this morning, down 0.4% in Tokyo, but up slightly in Frankfurt. On Wall Street, Friday, the Dow tacked on 23 points to close at 13,228.
This Marketplace podcast is brought to you by Gazelle.com. Gazelle buys the used gadgets from your home or office, such as iPhones, iPads, iPods, Macs, or smartphones, so you can upgrade to the latest versions. At Gazelle.com, see what your used gadget is worth. Then mail it to Gazelle for free. Gazelle pays for the shipping, and you'll get paid fast. Gazelle helps you upgrade to the latest gadgets faster and gives you value for the used gadgets you replace. Find out what your used gadgets are worth at Gazelle.com. Don't just sell it, Gazelle it.
Do you work harder when someone is watching you? Well, there's a company called AeroSight that thinks you do. It's helping other companies install cameras in the workplace to make sure employees are doing their jobs correctly. AeroSight started with meat producers and is now expanding into other areas. Adam Aronson is the company's founder and CEO. He joins us now from New York. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, get specific. Tell me about what you've done with meat producers.
One of the large companies that we work with is JBS. It's the largest beef company in the world. They have some very important sanitation protocols that need to be followed. They installed our camera systems in their 8 facilities, looking at hundreds of workers following this process. And for protocol compliance that they thought was at nearly 100%, it actually wasn't at those levels when we first put the cameras in and started to do the observation. But within just a few short weeks, they were able to get their compliance rates up over 99.5%. They've sustained those rates for over a year, and in 2011, they reduced their E. coli rates by over 60% compared to the prior year.
Now, you've expanded into hospitals as well.
I never intended on getting into the healthcare industry, but I had some circumstances in my family. Both my mother and my sister got hospital-acquired infections about 7 years ago, and it really motivated me to bring the same services that we offer in the food industry into healthcare. And so we worked with a group called North Shore LIJ Health System here in New York. They've taken our services, implemented them into one of their intensive care units, and were able to take hand-washing rates that they thought on their own were at about 60%. It turns out that they were down below 10%, but within 4 weeks of giving feedback straight to the units using electronic scoreboards right on the ICU walls, they were able to get their hand hygiene rates up over 85%.
Wow.
And that in turn had a significant impact on reducing MRSA transmission rates, which can cause hospital-acquired infections.
All this by just putting in video monitoring services, basically spying on the employees.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting misconception. You know, a lot of people say it's, you know, Big Brother. But what happens is that workers, for the most part, never get any feedback that's objective. In 10 years of doing this, we've never been removed from any plants. There's never been any employee unrest. And if anything, we constantly see units and hospitals or plants that are not using our services. They're requesting corporate management to get these services in.
Adam Aronson is the CEO of AeroSight. Thanks so much for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me on today, Jeremy.
And finally to Stafford, Virginia, in one of the strangest shoplifting cases of all time, an 18-year-old dressed as a cow allegedly stole 26 gallons of milk from a Walmart. According to the news website Inside Nova, he crawled out of the store with the milk on all fours and started handing it out to people. By all accounts, though, the alleged thief did not move. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.